Welcome to the City Gospel Movement's podcast. This is a special series sharing the Adaptable Playbook, a framework for success for your evangelism team. Together, we'll explore 11 proven steps that really work for cities across North America who want to raise the temperature of evangelism in their communities. We will hear from practitioners in these cities, humble leaders who have wrestled faithfully with the challenges these steps address. We hope you leave these conversations encouraged and equipped to own the lostness of your city, one step at a time. To learn more about evangelism teams, the Adaptable Playbook, or what God is doing through collaborative evangelism efforts across North America, visit citygospelmovements.org. Today we will hear from Chris Goff, director of the City Gospel Movements team, and Jesse Northway, City Impact Team Director at Palau, talking about the Adaptable Playbook. What is it? Why did we create it? And how can it help you raise the temperature of evangelism in your city? Let's get started.
Well, hey, welcome to our first podcast in our series with the City Gospel Movements team here as we're talking through the Adaptable Playbook. I'm Chris Goff. I'm part of the City Gospel Movement team here at Palau, being joined by Jesse, leading our North American team at Palau. Jesse, nice to have you on the podcast today.
Excellent to be here, Chris.
Well, I think the overall goal today is just to kind of say, why did we create this tool, the Adaptable Playbook? What is it? What's the goal? How do we use it? What's it for? And Jesse and I, along with Laura, Melanie, and some of the other team at Palau, we wanted to just give you an overview today, but then we're going to be walking through it. You know, we kind of have to go back to Portland, right, Jesse? I mean, you'd have to say, tell us a little bit of kind of what happened in Portland and what led us to the spot of needing to make this tool.
Yeah. I mean, I think as we mentioned some of these stories, and we'll quickly touch on them, but there are, and we'll have links in the show notes to much more thorough unpacking of the Portland story, which is really encouraging. And there's also some really other amazing stories in the city movement space around this where it's all generated. So it's always hard to say it came from one place, but one really meaningful place that it came from, obviously, is the Portland story. They have been pioneering, you know, unity and been part of this movement space for many years now, actually catalyzed with one of our steps in the Adaptable Playbook that we'll talk towards the end, but kind of a large scale Palau Festival. Obviously, Luis Palau goes back 60 years with a history of crusades and then festivals. And one of the things that they found is after they had this amazing catalytic event, there was this galvanizing of relationship, and it was really organic for many years. And they found themselves really naturally partnering after this amazing festival in 2008. And they were able to sustain a lot of these amazing efforts around service and serving the city. There was really just some amazing partnerships that continued well past the festival, which is always the heart of whenever we're involved in something, we want to see this ongoing movement. God is obviously the one in control, but just doing what we can to support that beautiful unity among the churches and the cities that we come together with. But the churches found themselves really naturally partnering around service and even the continued prayer and saturating the city. But it was really interesting, even a couple of years into this ongoing movement, they kind of found that there was a missing element that had brought them all together in the first place: evangelism and sharing the good news. And so that was a little bit of a pivot that was made, not anything extreme, but just to say, hey, let's, just as we're continuing to partner in service, which we don't want to stop, and as we're continuing to saturate the city in prayer, which needs to undergird anything that we do in the movement space, what would it look like to have an intentional collaboration around evangelism in cities? And so that spurred the Portland team to lean into that. And that's kind of where this idea of e-teams was birthed. But we also recognize that God is doing it everywhere in cities where he's bringing people together that are passionate about sharing the gospel. And we're really eager to partner and encourage one to another this idea of collaborating around evangelism in a city. And we've had the opportunity to be formally leaning into this for the last 10 plus years of this idea of e-team in its very infancy stage and seeing it grow, specifically in Portland and then in some other amazing cities that we'll get to hear from later in the podcast. So yeah, that's exactly right, Chris.
Problem that Portland, if you want to call it a problem, the problem that Portland kind of discovered, which is we're doing all this collaborative work, but we're not sure we're helping people find Jesus in the midst of it, was something we also experienced in Seattle. So I'm kind of from the Seattle area. Jesse's from Tucson. And in Seattle, we did a little survey and how are we doing around evangelism? And it was pretty telling of our 80 pastors surveyed, 100% said that evangelism is critical. 4% said that they felt like they were active in promoting and engaging evangelism. And so we saw this as a huge gap as well. Part of the idea of engaging this concept of an E-team, what if there are some people who are thinking collaboratively about the evangelistic mission to your city? This was a gap. We had to do something about it. And so we're excited to be a part of it. But now as we're in the game a little bit, as we've been meeting with different cities over the last several years, talking to New York and Houston and, you know, all kinds of cities all over the country, I think we're at 53 cities, you know, at this moment who have some version of an evangelism team functioning in their city, which is pretty remarkable. But we thought, how can we encourage, support, spur on these efforts? And that's what led us to create this little tool. And that's really all it is, just a little tool called the Adaptable Playbook. And the idea behind this was, you know, here's some things that we've collected, right? Like, here's some things that we've collected. We've seen other cities trying some things, collaborative reaching their city by doing this. And we tried this, didn't work really well because we ran into this problem. And as we've just learned, listened, and, you know, connected with city networks around the country, we started to see some trends and some things that were consistent that, hey, if we do this, we raise the temperature of evangelism. And so we thought, what if we were to kind of compile these learnings into a little book? Maybe that would be valuable to folks. So we started making this Adaptable Playbook. So Jesse, maybe tell us about the form of the playbook.
I think the term even Adaptable Playbook was really helpful for us as we've been brainstorming with some amazing friends around the nation. Mark Matlock was, I think, one of the first that actually kind of even just used this phrase, Adaptable Playbook. And I think it resonated with us so strongly because every single team that we work with is so unique. And it's actually really one of the exciting things that I love about this space is that God is really, he uses people in all of our brokenness and amazingness. He uses us. He chooses to use us. And that really brings about such different results based on which people are involved in each city. And each city has such a unique blueprint of who it is and its identity. What we found is all of these E-teams, evangelism teams, and some of them have their own amazing names that they don't have to use the moniker E-team, but it's really interesting that they all were finding they were really good at doing one or two things that were raising the temperature of evangelism or helping them to own the lostness of their city. But most of them were wondering what is next. The Adaptable Playbook is just that. It's a playbook that hopefully has 11 different plays that you can do, or we've also talked about it as 11 different problems you can solve for, that if you solve for any of those plays, even if you start at number 11 or you start at number 1 or number 7, you're going to be increasing the temperature of evangelism. And you in your city, you might naturally feel like training is the way to go, or there's a certain outreach that you really feel like could be a really a great place to start collaboratively in your city. It might be gathering evangelistic champions. All of those are different plays in the playbook or problems to solve for.
Yeah, I love the way it's formatted. I mean, it's mostly blank space. It's like, hey, fill this thing out with your team, right? So if you get your team together, you're praying and discerning around how to reach your city. It's like, run one of these plays, solve one of these problems. And I'll give the example of the first one, which of course will be our next little episode, mini episode here on this podcast. But it's the idea of like, are there some people thinking about this with you? Who are those people? Who are the right people that can even just have this conversation with you? That does seem kind of like the first problem to solve, you know, like who's going to work on this with us and how do we move it forward? So none of this stuff is like crazy rocket science stuff. You don't need a doctoral degree to do this, but they are things that, if done intentionally, really can increase momentum, bring attention and focus to reaching your city with the good news of the gospel. So we're really excited about it. If you're one of these cities that's already functioning, this tool, it'll be available in the show notes. Check it out and start to look at it with your team. Start to think through where you're at, maybe what you need to do next. You know, start to raise that temperature of evangelism in your city. I think that's really our end goal, ultimately. How can we help these collaborative efforts in cities around North America to engage in reaching the people in their own city, right? So a lot of people talk about geography creates a mandate. Hey, you're in Tucson, Jesse. I'm in Seattle. Palau's based in Portland. And, you know, I was just in Columbus and, you know, just great efforts happening all over the place. But like the Columbus guys aren't coming to Seattle, you know, the Seattle guys aren't going to Tucson. So how do we reach our own city And I think that's what makes this kind of, it's an adventure is what it is. It's really fun. But we're hoping that this tool can be an actual tool in the sense that it helps you work through the project, which is reaching your city. So we're excited about it. Jesse, any last words of wisdom on this? Anything that's on your brain as we start walking through each of these plays over the next several podcast episodes?
You know, Chris, I'm really excited. You're going to be hosting, you know, cities all over the U.S. talking about different plays that they've run in their cities, which is how we put this together. This wasn't an isolated endeavor of what we think the best plays to run are, but it's really just from observing what different cities are doing and what's been successful and where they've been able to unpack the secrets of collaboration around evangelism in so many different ways. But the one challenge that I would give is all of us can benefit from these steps. And so, Chris, you have so much experience in Seattle. It's been amazing to be a part of the Portland journey and just watch what God's done there. So many great friends from South Florida to New York to the Bay Area to Phoenix, Arizona. But I would say that we all want to be inspired of what God has for us next. We've seen just some amazing journeys in cities. And so the challenge that I would just give is lean into the different steps. You might be crushing one step and we want to celebrate with you. We want to tell your story about how you're crushing it, but we'd also love to see a true holistic movement of evangelism sweeping through these cities in North America. And that's not going to happen from one isolated training or, you know, you have an amazing group that loves evangelism and loves to talk about evangelism. And maybe there's not a lot of actual evangelism happening or whatever the case might be. There's some amazing starting points and we don't want it to be discouraging. It's not like I'm so far behind, but I would say that when Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, that we take that seriously and we're trying to see a true impact of the gospel made in our cities. There's some really inspiring stories that I'm excited you're going to hear, but I think just leaning in from what God could possibly do in your city, I think will be a great challenge here. Yeah, Chris, I know you're going to be leading the way here. So just excited to see these conversations as they develop.
Yeah, well, I hope you guys join us for further conversations. It's going to be really great. We're going to be hearing from different partners as we walk through the playbook and just give a little bit of the thinking behind it, maybe a little bit of practical. Here's how someone has applied this in the real world. And I think it's going to be really great. We enjoyed making this tool, but also it's been a tool that's been used. So as I'm connecting with cities, they're finding it valuable and useful. So we hope you check it out. It's in the podcast notes. And we're excited that you guys are on this journey with us. And we look forward to catching you on the next episode. So thanks for joining us.
What an encouraging conversation. To download the Adaptable Playbook or to see the other resources on forming and growing your evangelism team, visit citygospelmovements.org. And join us next time for a conversation with a city leader in Orange County, California, who is doing an incredible job of step one, identifying evangelistic champions.